Hi, I'm Lori Overbay.
It was a really hard one to vote for, but I am Republican, so vote red. I just want to see our state get better. It's really depressing, the economy and everything else. And even my 91-year-old mother, I got her a voter's card, you know, to go, and she is wearing her I voted on her nightgown at home.
I am Mark Pimpick. I voted for Kamala. She's a moral person. She's normal, for sure, and not abnormal like the opposition. That man is crazy. I voted no for the first one because it will affect small industries.
I am James Leslie II. I voted to exercise my right to vote primarily. Honestly, I wasn't stoked on either one of the primary candidates. I'm a registered independent, and so my number one vote was Libertarian. I kind of prefer ranked choice voting. It's kind of simulates a whole bunch of votes over and over and over until you eliminate the candidate, and you know that kind of cuts straight to the chase and gives you the answer you're looking for.
I am John Yeager. Everything's important. It's just too much. It's a weird election. I'm not happy with any of the choices, really, and it's just a frustrating time to have to vote. But we have to do it. It's our right. We should do it, and I think that's the bottom line. So if you don't vote, you're not going to make a change. I think if we can find people to work, they deserve to have a good wage, but I can't see that we keep raising the minimum wage to try to get people interested in working. That drive has to be there and that want has to be there.
I am Mike Heller. I voted for Donald Trump. I voted against the ballot measure for ranked choice voting. I hope that our country can come together.
I am Aaron Angerman. It's probably a cliche, but it seems like a pretty important election. So I just here voting for my kids, voting for education, voting for competency. And probably in the minority in our community, but happy to vote for President Harris today. She doesn't seem to be in it for herself. And I think our system, the way it's set up, is really failing our country as a whole. Two-party system is more about winning or losing, or not even about winning, it's about who loses, and that's what's important. It's a tough one, but at the end of the day, I think that I'll sleep easier knowing that I'm voting for someone that's going to have the interests of the most people in mind and not their own friends and family.
I am Brenda Schwartz-Yeager. I feel like we're so lucky to get to vote in a place where we don't have to stand in line for hours, and it's just always so smooth and seamless, and I really appreciate the time that these people put in to make this possible for us. I prefer to not share what I voted as a business person and involved in the community. I feel like that's my privilege to remain like anonymous that way. Typically on an election day, I'd be listening to the news often and trying to see what happened and kind of expect some kind of results. But I was listening to NPR this morning and they were saying like, yeah, we're probably maybe on this one not going to know right away, possibly, because everything is so close. I think everybody's just kind of anxious to know what direction we're going and get on with it.